We continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. And Ron, we'll let you start with those latest statewide numbers this morning.
Well, good morning, Brad. Thank you. The state is really starting to pick up its testing. We're up to 115,499 people who have been tested, individuals who have been tested in the state of Arkansas. We've met the governor's goal of 60,000 being tested in the month of May, which is great, and so you can tell we're really increasing. But we're also noticing a little more activity. So out of that, we have 6,180 positive, but currently we only have 1,729 that are active out of those positives. And out of those 1,729 active cases, there are 107 in the hospital, 18 on ventilators, and unfortunately, we are now up to 119 deaths currently. In the county, we've tested in Baxter County, people who live in Baxter County, a total of 586. We have 8 positives, and so that makes 578 negatives. Nobody that we are aware of is hospitalized or on ventilators. As a system, we've actually tested 1,051 individuals, which means a number of people who we've tested live outside of Baxter County. We have had one positive. A lot of people feel that means that was an inpatient, but it was not. It was just an outpatient patient being tested. And so that's kind of where we're at. And we're starting to see the ratio between number of tested and positive cases is still hovering kind of around that 5%, and they've always said below 10% is good, so we're still in the good area there, but we are starting to see activity pick up on a statewide basis, and we're really questioning whether we're creating a new peak or whether we're just almost at the top of a second peak here. So hopefully we'll all do our social distancing and we'll be able to keep that peak down a little lower.
Exactly. Well, Ron, now that elective surgeries and procedures have been opening back up, how are things going at the hospital?
You know, we are starting to pick up and we're starting to see our volume get back to some of the previous levels, probably about 15%, give or take, below previous levels before COVID. And Brad, I know sports are starting to open up, and maybe you're going to be the only one who understands this analogy, but the best way I can look at it is kind of using a sports analogy, and that would be in baseball. It'd be the third inning. We're down by 2 runs, but we have no outs, and we have runners on first and second base. So we're in a very good position, but we got a ways to go.
Good analogy. I like that. Well, Stephanie, a lot of buzz online about gatherings this past holiday weekend. Is there concern that people might be getting a little too comfortable right now?
Yeah, there is a little concern, and I just need to let everybody know, you know, not to let your guard down just yet. I mean, like just Ron just said, we still have a little ways to go to get through this, and we need to take those precautions. You know, as there's an increase of social gatherings and travel, we could potentially start to see an increase in cases. And so we need to continue to follow those precautions. It only takes one case to cause an outbreak here in the community. One person can potentially infect up to 5 to 6 people. And then when you have those 5 to 6 people infecting another 5 to 6 people, it can get out of hand real quick. So we continue to recommend social distancing and everyone wear their masks out in public if you can't social distance.
Stephanie, last week, of course, you all announced antibody testing is now available there at Baxter Regional. Can you remind our listeners what that is and kind of give us an update on how it's going so far?
Sure. So we are specifically testing for the IgG antibody, which is looking for past infection. So that is going to pick up anybody who has had COVID-19 in the past. And so if anyone has current symptoms, they would not want to be tested for the antibody testing. And so far that's going well. We have tested a little over 30 people so far, and they have all come back negative.
Tobias, we understand the cardiac calcium screening is starting back up. That's always very popular. How can someone get that screening?
Yeah, Brad, as Ron mentioned, things are starting to open back up, and, you know, this cardiac calcium screen has been extremely popular, and the reason why is because you get a whole variety of tests, and we're going to continue running that $99 special. you get all that testing, and that's for anybody that is over 40, maybe has a history of heart disease. They can get that screening done. A very simple test to be ran. All you need to do to schedule that is call 870-508-7000 and get that scheduled. It's been a great indicator for heart issues in this area. As you know, some of our friends over at KTLO had some experience with it, and I think everything went good with it. So we want everybody to that hasn't had that test to maybe look into getting that done.
Definitely. Tobias, we hear there's two blood drives scheduled for June. Is that right?
Yeah, two big blood drives coming up in June. We got one on June 2nd. It's going to be from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's going to be in the blood mobile unit outside of the hospital. On June 17th, will be the second one from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that one's going to be inside our Lagerbohr dining room here at the hospital. And so really looking forward to that. You know, we've heard a lot of buzz about blood shortages and stuff sort of across the United States. So blood is in need, and so if people can make plans to be there in attendance to those, we'd really appreciate it.
Now, you mentioned on a past show the hospital was suspending the ability to pay bills in person. Is this still the case?
It is no longer the case, Brad. We just now are opening back up our cashier with all the precautions that we've taken here in the hospital and to combat COVID-19. We feel that it's safe for folks now to be able to come in and pay those bills. That's open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., so now people can bring and make those bill payments in person if they'd like.
Now, anyone coming into the hospital still needs a mask, is that correct?
They'll need a mask, and they'll still be temperature screened, that's correct. But they will now be able to gain access into the facility as long as they don't have a temperature and they have a mask.
Good deal. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, Brad, I just think that we've been very blessed here in Baxter County and surrounding areas because of the small number of cases that we've had. You know, if you look at Baxter County, we kind of were stuck on 5 there for a long period of time. We went up to 6, now we're up to 8. I think that as we open up things, we will definitely see more cases in Baxter County, and nobody should get overly concerned about that unless we see major spikes up, but we are going to see more cases. So I really want people, you know, now's the time that you kind of feel like, oh, everything's opening up, let's get relaxed. But now's the time you really have to practice that, what I'll call personal social distancing, and that's washing your hands consistently, not touching your face, wearing a mask, and trying to stay about 6 feet, give or take, away from any and everybody at any point in time. And that would be my recommendations for now.
Sounds good. Guys, great information again this morning. We appreciate it very much.
Hey, thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.